Boating Local caught up with Captain Lou Gaynor, host of the popular show Nautical Talk Radio, which airs on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. Captain Lou has been at the radio broadcasting game a long time, and we asked him a few questions about how he got started in the business.
Yeah, maybe if they were fishing at the canyons, but not at Stellwood.
So if anybody wants to...
Hi, I'm Tom Richardson for Boating Local, and I'm here in the studios of WATD-FM, and I'm here with Captain Lou Gaynor, who runs the weekly radio program called Nautical Talk. And Lou, we just wrapped up an interview that you conducted with us. We're going to turn the tables now and interview you. Usually Lou is the one who's given the interviews, but we're going to put him on the spot, ask him a few questions about Nautical Talk.
Well, before we get started, I'll just tell you that WATD is an acronym for We're at the Dock.
I like it. That's very salty. Now, how did you first get the idea for the show?
Actually, we were invited as guests to go to a Calling All sports show at WBZ's, and they were doing a live remote at a restaurant. And it was fun. They had Celtics players and Bruins players there, and I enjoyed the program. And at the very end of the show, the host said, I want to introduce a good friend of mine, Lou Gaynor, when he's here with his son, Brad. And he asked me a sports question that I had no idea what the answer was. And all I said to him was, why couldn't you have asked me a boating question? And all of a sudden, the light bulb went off in my head. This looks like...
Yeah. Well, now, your show obviously focuses on boating, but you cover a lot of different subjects within the boating realm. You cover fisheries management issues. You cover the boating industry news. Yes. I know you do search and rescue reports. Right. Pretty much anything goes, right?
Exactly. Anything goes. And that's the most surprising thing to me, is that I had no idea that the show had become controversial, mm-hmm. especially dealing with the political issues involved. And we've had all kinds of politicians on the show voicing their opinions. And Senator Bruce Tarr, who's a friend of the fishermen from the North Shore, Senator Bruce Tarr from Gloucester, he's a big fan of the show, mm-hmm. as well as Representative Ann Margaret Ferenti. Mm-hmm. These people, and Barney Frank, believe it or not.
Barney Frank's been on it,
the fishermen as well. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've had them all on.
Yeah, right.
Various, even our local rep, Jim Campwell now, mm-hmm. he was proposing a branding of local seafood. In other words, we have a country of origin law, mm-hmm. that states you have to say whether the fish is wild or farm-raised.
Right.
And you have to state what country it came from. Well, of course, America is so big, I want to know if my fish came from Buzzards Bay or Scituate. Right now, of course, I don't want to get any fish from the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, right.
So Representative Jim Campbell came up with an idea that he would brand the local seafood, and this would give you a chance to mm-hmm. pay a little more, but you would be supporting mm-hmm. your local fishermen.
Right. So again, it's all about variety, though, on your show. You tune in, you never know what you're going to get, but it's going to be entertaining.
I hope.
Yeah, no, it's obviously
feature,
worked. You've got a big
feature
following.
For me is docking and dining.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never know what you're going to get. We try to cover... It's funny because it started off as the boat show, but we really don't talk that much about boats, especially specific boats.
Yeah.
It's the boating lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle. Well, that's what people want to know. Have been at, you're from this area. You're from the from Quincy, Mass.
I was born in Quincy. Yeah. I've basically stayed on the South Shore. I live in Hull now on the beach.
Yeah,
and it's always interesting when I talk to people out of the state, and they want to know where I'm from, and I give them my address, Beach Ave, Hull, you know, ships, just like a ship's hull, I tell them.
It's perfect. It's very, very appropriate. Now, you've been boating since you were, like, 5 years old?
I can only go back. I can only remember back when I was 4 or 5 years old. My father kept a boat in Hull Bay, Allerton Bay, actually, mm-hmm. Hull. And one time we were rowing back to shore from the mooring, and the boat capsized, a little rowboat capsized, and I can remember my father yelling, "Save Lewis, save Lewis." And I actually absolutely had no problem. I was able to swim back to shore myself. And the most vivid memory I have of that event is that when we got home, I remember my father hanging his paper bills on the clothesline to dry out.
Well, at least you stuck with boating. A lot of people would have been turned off at that point, but hey, you have it in your blood. That's great.
I can actually remember driving. It was a 24-foot Chris Craft my father had. Uh-huh. I can actually remember driving that boat around Hull and even down the Charles River with it.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been boating your whole life. What boats have you owned over the years?
Well, I've owned a number of different boats, and I've had the... the good fortune of buying new boats and going to the factory and watching my boats be built.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
So I've had custom Boston Whalers, and I've had custom Bertram Sport Fishermen.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah?
And even had a custom Egg Harbor built for myself.
No kidding. What are you what are you running these days?
You know, after a while, you know, in the old days when I got started in boating, which was back in the, you know, with my own boat, in the mid-70s, boats went up in value like real estate. And I can honestly tell you that I made money selling. I'd use my boats for 2-3 years, sell them, and actually make money with them. And then around 1990, the market changed. And truthfully, I when the market changed and the boat that I purchased in 1991 actually depreciated, I decided I wasn't going to be making the moves like I was.
Right.
And believe it or not, I still have that boat today. I've had that boat now for
what is it?
Years.
I'm sorry, it's a well.
It's a 34-foot Wellcraft Grand Sport.
Uh-huh.
It's been one of the best boats a person can own. It's been very dependable. I tell folks.
That's great. So tell us about the show, Nautical Talk. When does it air? When can people listen to it?
It is every Sunday morning, 11 to noon. It's an hour-long program. We take calls and have a lot of fun doing it. And it's on radio station 95.9 FM, WATD, and it's also broadcast on the internet on two different websites, my website, which is nauticaltalk.com, and the radio station's website, which is 959WATD.com.
That's great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Captain Lou Gaynor with Nautical Talk Radio. Hope you'll tune in and listen to Lou's show and all of his great guests. And this is Tom Richardson for Boating Local. We'll see you on the water.